from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O. This is Mornings with Sharp and Handley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
All right, happy opening day, everybody. For some of you out there, it probably crept up on you. For some of you out there, you could care less. For those that do care, we have a chance to go 162-0 with our favorite team.
Yep.
Well, it's an early opening day for Major League Baseball.
It is.
It's before the 1st of April. It no longer just opens up in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But good luck to everybody that celebrates opening day. Some would like it to be a national holiday. Actually, it's a sneaky, really, really good sports day. But yeah. I know that some people are like, oh, it's opening day for baseball.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. This is like this is supposed to be like a big, big day. I mean, it's going to be a big day. I'm excited. But I think like nationally, it's like, oh, there's 13 games today.
Yeah, but here's, this is what really pisses me off about opening day is where's our triple header? Instead, we've got...
Is there anything on TV today?
No, there's not.
Cubs and Rangers.
Yeah, tonight. That's it. So usually you would get the ESPN triple header.
Yes.
I looked at their programming today. There's not one thing that you would think couldn't be bumped. Get up. We got NFL Live, you know, owners meetings, all of that. Like, I thought, well, maybe there's something I'm missing because usually on opening day means you get the triple header starting at noon. Or East Coast time, usually 11:30 here. And yet we got to wait till Cubs Rangers tonight for that. I think there's one game on ESPN Plus. But as far as
that doesn't count
on the actual network itself, we don't get the usual triple header, which is a big bummer because
ESPN wants out of baseball. So
clearly they do. Because that aggravates me. That to me is one of the great things about opening day is as soon as you get to lunch, you've got baseball. And then by the time you go to bed, it's readily available. You don't have to have a subscription. You don't have to have MLB.com. You don't have to have any of that. It's on ESPN. Not today. Just one game.
ESPN. It was on WGN. It was on TBS.
Well, if you were a T-Mobile customer,
you would have
free access to MLB TV.
But I do.
Yeah.
Through a friend, not through T-Mobile.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking for the common folk out there, Gary.
Yeah, I get what you're saying because that used to be like a cherished event.
Yeah, it was a thing.
But
it's a triple header, man.
Yeah,
there's only like a few days during the baseball season that you get the triple header.
Yeah, but I think everybody wants you to go to MLB TV.
I guess.
I mean, look at the NFL. Now, the only thing with the NFL is they will hold us hostage and we will pay the price.
Of course.
With baseball, people are like, The one thing, and you know, I'm excited because I got a new manager who it's still taking some time watching a handful of spring training games to see Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform in the Cubs dugout.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm excited. Wrigley Field is the home opener is on Monday. I can't wait to see Wyatt Langford tonight. The one thing you learn about baseball and I grew up in a baseball family, so this has like always been my number one sport, is when COVID hit and right before the start of the 2020 season. And then we had no baseball for March, the finish of spring training, April, May, June.
Yeah.
Didn't start till late July. The one constant about baseball, I'm about to go into my favorite dreams.
No, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to surround you with a cornfield here. Go ahead.
It is a constant. It's like the one constant in life during baseball season is nearly every single day there is a game on. You can look forward to it. It might not even be your team, Cubs, Guardians, Astros, three of us.
Yes.
But it's one thing about baseball, it is always there. And during the COVID run, where we didn't have baseball, and you were worried about other things than sports, is like I missed baseball. I became a bigger fan.
Yeah.
And that includes when I was working in professional baseball. But today is like a big deal. I mean, what they should do, they got all these other opening days. Like the NFL stretches out opening day. This year it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA kind of has an opening day. The NHL has a banner raising. College football, you know, now we're starting week zero. college basketball starts on a Tuesday or a Monday or a Tuesday before Election Day in November. But baseball has always been like, that's the sport that has the opening day. Why don't they give out free hot dogs at places that make hot dogs?
Yeah.
Great hot dogs?
Yeah.
To celebrate opening day, we should have somebody handing out hot dogs.
Is it just because there's not a lot of hot dog joints? Is that why maybe we don't do that? It's just,
I don't know.
There's food trucks.
We're going to talk to Matt DeMarinis at 8, and he's in Detroit. Detroit is a good hot dog town. They got a lot of separate like hot dog places.
Yeah. Now, see, like major cities like in Chicago as well that have...
Oh, you got to have street vendors.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
A little steamed hot dog.
Where's my free hot dog today? Blank you talking about? What free hot dog you talking about?
What a great promotion to raise awareness that the opening day is here. Is like Quick Trip or any other convenience store.
Okay, so I like that.
Free hot dogs, but you help yourself. Like you walk in and you grab one off the roller.
Yep, I like that. Yeah, okay, there you go. Now we're talking the gas station ones on the rollers. Yep, there you go. Okay. Because
maybe it's Storm Chasers opening night.
That's probably going to be more readily available than you can try to find. What's the hot dog place in Nick's Harbor Village? Isn't there?
In the Inner Rail.
Yeah, the Inner Rail.
I'm blanking.
Yeah, I'm too. But it's like one of very few that exist. But the gas stations, they always got a hot dog. I mean, anytime you go into the gas station, you smell it. So you should be able to go right to the I like that idea.
I don't make it downtown very often. I don't like all the construction. I'll wait till the streetcar's done. It'll be more manageable.
So I've been told.
Do we have street vendors?
Do
we have hot dog carts in downtown Omaha?
I should probably
ask if you're a big city or not.
We used to.
I could ask Peter. He's young. He probably goes downtown.
I don't know.
The mayor?
Well, actually, I can't say that we don't because...
The mayor kicked out the street vendors and she has her own little side business?
Probably. It's probably some type of... Now I'm just going to be making things up. It's like some type of vegan, like a meatless hot dog option. But no, there was... you'd go to the bars, like when I was in my 20s, when you would go to the bars downtown, they always had the brat and hot dog guy. And I think he had like five or six people working. And so they'd go to like more of the popular bars downtown. So when you'd spill on out, they were right there. I don't know if that still exists because like you, Gary.
In Lincoln, it does.
I don't find myself downtown Omaha too much on the weekends, at least past closing time.
Only one time last football season did I stay out way too late with friends that had come into Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yes, they still sell food to drunk college kids.
They should.
Who will spend lots of money to buy a gyro or a hot dog or a pretzel. There's a guy that was selling pretzels, I noticed, late into the night down in Lincoln.
Go sell a bag of rolled gold. And
selling pretzels. Okay, so now the pretzel is becoming a good late night.
Hot steamed pretzel.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. All right. That's a good idea. And you can load up.
In Lincoln that sells big pretzels.
Well, see, you can load them up, too, now. Well, you always, just dip them in cheese. But now I've seen pretzels used like on a charcuterie board where you put like meats and stuff on top of them. Like you make it a whole focal point of your dinner.
The pretzel is simple. Why do we overcomplicate things? We're talking about milkshakes yesterday.
Because we overcomplicate everything.
No, but you can stop that. You don't have to follow. Be a leader. You know what? That's what the pretzel was for.
Leaders?
The pretzel was supposed to be by itself.
It was.
Separate. And you dip it in mustard or the spicy mustard, or you drizzle it on there, and maybe you like the salt or no salt on top.
I'm a no salt guy.
Yeah. You're out on cheese.
Don't overthink the pretzel, and the next thing you know, it's part of some sandwich. Okay, just leave it as is.
So you don't like the pretzel bun?
No.
Oh, the pretzel bun's good.
But the pretzel bun is separate. That's not a pretzel.
That's true.
The hot pretzel is something you can hold in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like holding something hot in your hand?
So wait,
and if you can. I mean, the pretzel is the ideal thing.
You don't like if you got the small plastic container of cheese? You're not a big fan of dipping it in the cheese?
No, I'm not the cheese guy. My pretzel's got to have some mustard.
But do you consider that that part of the pretzel, is that going too far? Is that kind of bougie?
With the cheese? No.
Okay. You just prefer the mustard.
I prefer the mustard.
Okay. I want to make sure because I feel like the cheese has been around for a very long time.
And I think I'm very talented and brave that I put the mustard on the pretzel before I eat it. I'm not a dipper.
I'm a dipper. I'm definitely a dipper.
I'm a put it on her and a drinker and an eater. Excuse me.
As Steve Miller once sang.
almost slipped there. Yeah. Hey, welcome to opening day. For the next 6 months.
Hey, you got a new manager? I got a new manager. I have a lot more confidence in your manager and your roster than my manager and my roster. Actually, I'm not saying I'm not a I'm non-believer in Stephen Vogt. I just don't know anything about him as far as like what he will do. I mean, this is like the first game in a very long time. First opening day in a very long time. Like post-Tito. This is weird.
Yeah, it is.
And
it
you is know what's kind of nice is...
Most people can't name who your manager is.
I don't have to worry.
I didn't know until you just said.
Well, I don't have to worry. Like, first of all, if Tito's scooter is going to get stolen and if Tito's going to be on the IL. Because the last few years, Tito would have to miss a handful of games. So there's that going for me. But yeah, I like your outfield better than mine.
I like my roster better than you.
I like your roster better than mine, too.
But how much people will watch?
I got Biebs tonight, though, so I'm always happy. When Biebs is throwing...
You're also playing the
got
ace.
A shot. Yes, exactly. Good things.
I wonder how much baseball people watch today. Like, you know, there's a huge game down at the K. It could be a matchup of two guys that could win the Cy Young in the American League with Lopez and Cole Reagans in the Twins and Royals. Mm-hmm. And the Twins are the defending champs of a bad division. And there is all kinds of excitement for the Royals. That's actually a really, really good game today. Now, I wanted Wheeler and Strider and the Phillies and the Braves opening up, which is great, got rained out. So that's why there's only 13 games. Yeah. The Mets and Brewers got rained out as well.
Meth fans are like, already it's starting.
But the matchup in Kansas City, which is at 3,
yes,
is a great matchup. So I think people will watch. But it's
you could go to the game.
But it used to be you would open on a Monday.
Yes.
Right.
You know, now you open on a Thursday. Everybody kind of has Friday off because it's your weather day.
Yep.
And then you get into the weekend where you're playing on Saturday and Sunday. So happy opening day if you celebrate. If you're a kid that's going to school, and last week the teachers put on the NCAA tournament, just say, hey, today's the opening day of baseball. We got to watch some baseball, Teach.
And Teacher will be like, where are you going to find it?
No, and Teach might say, okay, I'll pull up my MLB.com. Yes. I got it.
Yes.
I'm a T-Mobile subscriber.
Hey, my faith in the education system in America was restored last week when I heard that there were some schools or teachers or lunch periods where they rolled out the TVs.
Yeah.
And they let kids watch the NCAA yeah. basketball tournament.
So we used to do that too.
One of my teacher friends did that.
Yep. We had the big old, what do you even call those things? You know,
a TV?
TV?
No, that had the little rollers.
Zenith?
The big tall.
Oh, when you knew the
carts, yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, the TV carts.
And you knew the teacher was hungover when they would roll
yes.
that in.
Well, anytime that thing would come rolling in or it was already in there.
I mean, you learned later. Back then, yeah, you're just like, a TV.
At the time, I didn't know that.
Hold on here.
Oh, yeah.
So teachers that rolled the carts in were hungover?
That's what a couple of my teacher friends told me later on.
Oh, yeah.
Once I was older. I didn't know. Back then, you don't know that stuff.
I'm pretty sure that was
the
case
for a few
times.
I'm going to say it's
for
educational purposes.
Oh, we learned. We had Bill Nye.
When
were
teachers.
Well, it probably depended on the movie you were watching. If you were watching something that was like legitimate, like nature, or something that you could tell was actually educational as opposed
Bill
to
Nye.
A movie.
I went to a Catholic grade school. We weren't watching anything outside of the sex ed movies that were like, oh.
And no hangovers there.
That this body is God's playground.
No, that's when they separated the boys and girls. It was like fifth grade.
Mm.
Yeah, they separated the boys and girls, and you knew what was coming.
You take a permission slip home.
We never got a movie. Like the girls got a movie. Like was like Mickey Mouse tells you how to be a woman. I swear, it was something like that. I don't know. Maybe,
you know, actually,
maybe not Mickey entirely.
But,
maybe Minnie made a guest appearance.
But a relatable character that
men
they
get a John Facenda
okay.
narrated
so,
video.
Now I think about teacher, it, in public school we got separated too. Yeah,
my seventh grade teacher, though, he was a big sports fan. So if there's anything going on like during the day, and I wouldn't consider Mr. Howell. He didn't appear to be a drinker. He would let us watch TV, and it was pretty cool. Like you would do your work, but he would have the TV on.
But
I heard a couple of my friends were saying, yeah, my daughter or my son last week at school during the lunch hour, they pulled down a screen or
yeah.
they rolled out a TV and they let them watch the NCAA basketball tournament.
That's fantastic.
And I thought one lives in Lincoln and one lives in Omaha, and one in Omaha, I'm like, okay, it's Creighton. Creighton was playing over the lunch hour.
Yeah, true.
All right, so my faith in the educational system is completely restored. I hope you are celebrating opening day. Like opening day used to be a big deal in this building. Like Ed, the voice of NRG Media.
Yep.
Yeah, he would always, you know, we'd all wear our baseball gear. Mm-hmm. I think it's crept up on him. It's on a Thursday. It's a weird, you know, it's weird. Like even the Storm Chasers. The Storm Chasers open up tomorrow.
Yeah, at home.
Now, great for those folks that the weather's going to be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But minor league baseball is starting before April 1.
Yeah. all of it.
Sid Finch would be disappointed.
That's why I think today is also it crept up on people, or it hasn't had the same amount of fanfare, is because it also coincides with the Sweet 16, which happens to be a very intriguing Sweet 16 as well. I'm not a big fan that it's sharing that platform. I'm not a big fan. Again, you're right about modern viewing when it comes to baseball, when it comes to pretty much any sport, but I'm not a fan that you don't have the national coverage from noon all the way through the evening like it typically does. I wonder if it did start on a Monday, if you would have that opportunity. Because was it just last year or 2 years ago that I know we had the triple header on ESPN? So they've just started to phase that out, or at least maybe because of the start. But again, I'm looking at programming thinking,
well, like you said, okay,
what couldn't be preempted?
Do they not want to go against the Sweet 16 games tonight? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go against Illinois, Iowa State. UConn will be a big draw.
Yeah, but what do you want to?
North Carolina will be a big draw.
You don't want to go against the Pat McAfee show at noon?
Stephen A. yelling at everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally what the programming was. Because I was looking to see if, maybe there's some special program that I'm not aware of on this Thursday.
Another yelling show.
Nothing.
But is it a bad sign for baseball that
possibly
the Pat McAfee two-hour show would draw more viewers than Major League Baseball?
Absolutely.
Not a good thing.
That just made me sad.
Not a good thing
for baseball.
ESPN's
getting out of the baseball business.
Let's get a network that wants baseball.
I don't know where you're going to.
Shame on them.
You would go. I mean, Fox already has baseball, but in terms of every day talking about it, you know, it's not unless you're in a major league city, it's not a big sports talk.
Yeah,
sport unless there's something major like an Ohtani happening in the sport, and then on the national talking head shows, how much unless it's an Ohtani type thing?
Yeah,
how much do they talk about baseball? And And the NBA playoff races are heating up. You've got all the stuff that's going on in the NFL, which dominates the news cycle. You got Sweet 16 going on. It's the state of where baseball is and where their place is in this country in terms of content that is delivered and consumed by America.
Do you think that
it's kind of sad.
You made me think of this. Do you think it's something that the tradition of opening day, regardless of what day it falls on of the week, that if ESPN is deciding to, you know what, not worth our time, that Fox could do it? Like, would it be popular enough for people to tune into Fox, even FS1?
Like, have a baseball game every day?
I'm just talking about opening day.
Oh, opening
just
day.
They take over a triple header, or they're able to give you.
I would watch
three national games, if you will, on opening day,
and not the Yankees and Reds. Like, give me a Seattle Cleveland game.
That's fine. I don't care if they do that, but just to, so you know, this game's on at noon, this game's on at 3, and then we've got the evening game. Like, could Fox do that? I don't see why Fox couldn't do that.
I would love that, but I'm gonna put on my programming hat if I'm Fox. I'm like, I know it's opening day, but you got 161 games after today.
Well, sure you do.
Yeah.
By the way, Sevier was confirming it's called an AV cart with the TV.
Okay.
He said they rolled those things in, and he's right, because I remember seeing this for the explosion of the Challenger, too. Yeah. Those AV carts aren't always rolled in for a good thing. Sometimes it's rolled in for history, not necessarily in a good way.
What do you mean? When the Challenger crashed, they're like, hey, we want to show you that the Challenger crashed so you guys can watch it, so we're going to move the TV in?
Kind of, yeah. Because I remember that was right after the Bears had won the Super Bowl, and it was
a day later.
And
the fact that they knew it was going
to crash. I remember coming back in from recess, and our teacher had the TV on. I thought it was, we're watching the shuttle launch. And I think a lot of people, they brought the TV in to watch the actual Challenger launch.
Are we watching the game again?
Unfortunately, you saw disaster, a tragedy.
I remember the room next to where I was in, they were showing the Challenger taking off.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people want to see. Because you had a teacher on board, so that was a big deal.
They made an announcement over the air.
Yeah.
Or over the PA.
I think for 9/11 is when they rolled the TVs in because of what was going on. I think for the Challenger is because, hey, let's watch the space shuttle launch and, oh my God, what just happened?
All right, there are a lot of coaches out there that are baseball coaches or softball coaches. Mm-hmm. Today would be a day to put in a request for the AV cart, have it slid in your room, and just at noon, just have it on nonstop, just watch baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just, you know. And make, see, bring back baseball.
What a great idea.
Make baseball great again.
Gary, what a great idea. You. Because you know what? Then you put out a, you don't make it just exclusive to your team, but you let your team know, hey, games are going to be going on all day in my classroom. If you got an off period, come on in. Have a hot dog. Have a pretzel. Wow. And watch the game. Maybe some Cracker Jacks. No.
So they still make those?
But bring a friend. Bring a friend that's not on the baseball team. Come on in, watch a few innings, and then go to class.
Extra credit?
Oh, I love this idea. I love it. You'd be teacher of the year.
Make it happen. You know people.
At least of the month.
All right. Welcome in, everybody. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy here as well. On opening day of Major League Baseball, it's a busy day because it's Sweet 16 day for men's basketball. There are four games that will decide half of the Elite Eight. And then we also have Sweet 16 hockey up in Sioux Falls tonight, mm-hmm. Omaha, for the fifth time in the history of the program. They are in the NCAA tournament tonight. They take on the Gophers of Minnesota. Bob Motzko.
Yeah.
Who
should be the St. Cloud.
Most importantly, is when I first met him, he was the first head coach and general manager of the Sioux Falls Stampede in 1999.
Oh, really?
When I was in the USHL.
I did not know.
Stars.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they were okay. They were pretty good, and then he made the jump from USHL to college.
You see a lot of that happen, because we saw Hastings do the same thing, too. A lot of USHL, successful USHL coaches that get that bump. Yeah. Good for him. I did not know that he was with them, especially during that time.
Yeah, they're trying to make it back to the Frozen Four for the third straight year.
Yeah, that's not bad. Runner up last year.
But Dave Starman will join us a little bit later. His thoughts on what to expect in the NCAA hockey tournament. Matt DeMarinis, as I mentioned, is in Detroit, where they love their hot dogs. I wonder if he has gone to, there's a place called American Coney Island. Like, Detroit's a good hot dog town. Like, people talk about Detroit pizza.
Yeah.
And the sausage that is in Detroit. But it's a very popular hot dog town.
And I wonder I did not know that.
Matt strikes me as a hot dog guy. Like Matt DeMarinis would be walking down the street and he would stop for a hot dog at a cart.
Yeah, he wears a ball cap at a baseball game so when he's covering it. So, yeah, I could see him wearing it.
Are you serious? Nice.
American. Yes, I am.
So people that wear ball caps at games are hot dog people?
No, people who wear ball caps covering a baseball game, like as a media member.
Oh. Which is even smaller
segment. You know what?
It's also probably good with all the other American baseball traditions.
Little side note about the great Matt DeMarinis is I've never seen him without a hat.
I've never have either. Do we know if he has hair?
Yeah, he has hair.
I mean, like,
I just have
full
never
full coverage.
I have.
Oh,
never,
I've seen him without a hat.
Okay, I've never seen him without a hat.
I've like seen a picture of him.
Okay,
but like in person, I've never seen him not wearing a ball cap.
I get it. I totally get it. A lot of people probably say the same thing about me.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think you've ever not worn a ball cap on air.
Yeah, every now and there was like I think when I had to talk at a luncheon.
Yeah.
One day.
You didn't wear a nice hat?
I didn't wear my luncheon hat.
Nice. You want to know if I'm
wearing my beret?
If you want to know if I'm wearing a hat or not, it's pretty simple. Did I shower today?
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing a hat today because it's opening day, not because I didn't shower. It's opening day, I'm wearing a cap.
I know a lot of women like that too, Gary.
Like, don't like men showering?
No.
Is that a
No. I know a lot of women like that. Not that like that. They throw a hat on. They're like, oh, I like the hat look. Yeah, I didn't shower. It's a very popular thing with females.
Hey.
I'm not making any insinuations. I'm just saying. I've heard that before, but usually the female persuasion.
All that.
You wear a hat even when you shower. You're still kind of a hat guy, though.
Yeah, because the hair isn't, you know.
Well, it doesn't even have to be
I got more in the back than in the front.
Do you feel like you look good in a hat? That's all that matters.
Some hats. Okay. Ones that are taller in the front.
Oh, the train conductor hats? Yeah, I hate those. A lot of the new era ones.
I boy the hat and I have a good look.
Best thing new era ever did was the low profile fitted hats.
Yes.
Because then you didn't have to go through the break-in, like the break-in process, which the most recent break-in process I did with a non-low crown, low profile new era hat, I showered with it.
Okay.
Yeah, showered with the hat?
When the shower with the hat, got it completely soaking wet and just let it sit and dry on my head. And then the big, huge space actually did come
down. Washed my hats in the
this is fascinating.
Dishwasher.
Yeah, that can work. Can beat it up a little bit too, which if you like that, then that's fine.
I got
fine.
Way too many hats. I got so many hats. And
I purged.
Today when I grabbed this Cubs hat, like my tower of hats
yeah.
went tumbling down.
He just said, F and I'll deal with it later.
I had to purge a bunch of hats because I had that same problem. I have them all like stacked in, and I take one out and then the rest go, it's like an accordion.
Yeah, and I have my separate hats that are the golf hats that yeah. have sweat stains yeah. and they're like crunchy.
Character. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of really good golf
maybe
hat.
Kind of smell.
Yeah,
I've
never really smelled my hats.
Mine are unavoidable. It's not me just going up yeah. to it going, no, I can, oh yeah, it's those hats. That's what
my
closet
smells.
But hasn't
it also, to kind of wrap this conversation about opening day, is people are like.
Is that what you're talking about?
People are like, hey.
I'm staying with
you. Well, they need to know this is how we got here.
Hey, people are like, tell me about Frankie Fiddler.
He'll be in Lincoln today.
Yes, he will. And he'll be in Madison this weekend. But didn't there was a big push, like when Major League Baseball was trying to promote opening day to get people aware, wasn't it like wear your hat to work
yeah.
or wear your hat to school day?
Yep.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? Damn Manfred?
Actually, that was...
I think Ohtani got in the way.
I'm
betting Ohtani would like this.
Oh, I see what you did there, too. In COVID, they did a major push for that one. Remember they were having the May, or no, was it July?
It was end of July.
Yeah. The July opening day that they encouraged everybody to wear and share on social media their hat and their team colors and
maybe opening day in sports is just kind of eh. Where baseball's was special because usually it was just the Reds. The Reds opened up before everybody. They had the parade in Cincinnati,
yep.
and then it was the Reds standalone. And maybe an hour later on the East Coast, other games would start or yeah. they would stagger them yep. instead of what. We were supposed to have 15 games. 2 got rained out today.
Do you have like 12?
Like, I would love to have a big college football opening day, but we really don't because now we got a smattering of teams to play week 0. And we get Thursday night game. Yeah. And now we're playing on Friday as well on Labor Day weekend. And then we got Saturday. We got Sunday. We got Monday. Just like the NFL does, they stretch out their opening week. The NBA is, they have a good doubleheader.
Right.
The NHL... when it starts, people are still in football mode.
Right.
Basketball is the one. I would love to see college basketball have like a big opening day where they have some big games. But usually the opening slate on night one of college basketball is, Creighton playing the YMCA Fremont.
Yeah. Yeah. They're giving them,
$50 to drive from Fremont downtown and get killed.
Well, could we get Creighton, Nebraska right out of the gate?
Okay. So... I suggested that a couple of years ago.
I don't think it'd be the worst thing.
To build up attention to basketball starting.
Yeah.
Well, you got football going on.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball kind of creeps up on you. You're like, oh, okay. And starting out with a bang.
Yeah.
It didn't go very far. People are like, that's not a good idea. And
why is that not a good idea?
Creighton, Nebraska to open up the season. And they're like, nah, because then you wouldn't have a build up and they'd be like, oh, okay, it's done. And then the rest of the season, I'm like, they got to play it somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow, somewhere. But I don't know. I think maybe opening days are just for us now, us olds, that reminisce about the good old times when we were watching Sandy Koufax pitch and it was black and white. Yeah. All right. Matt DiMarina is going to join us at 8. Steve Sipple stops by at 8:30. Now, today is Reaction Thursday in Lincoln. There's no new athletic director being announced. There's no president being announced.
Yep.
There's no stadium project that's being announced. But at in about 2 hours and 23 minutes, they're going to open up the doors to Nebraska's spring football practice. And for 15 minutes, people are going to put eyeballs on Dylan Raiola.
Yes.
They're going to follow him around. They're going to wonder,
Sniff.
Is he bigger? Does he look more Pat Mahomes than Pat Mahomes actually looks? but there is
a deeper viewing
of today of practice. But Sip will join us before then. We'll let him forecast what he's about to see.
Yes.
He'll join us at 8:30.
Throw the ball.
Sarah Baker Hansen stops by at 9.
From Palm Springs, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Her and Matthew are out there?
I think so. Yeah, she said she was on her way out there yesterday when we were texting to kind of slide her back.
Is she having wings sent out there?
Hopefully.
Well, we have made it to the next round. There are some interesting matchups in the wing bracket.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, Dave Starman from CBS Sports Network with the the NCAA hockey tournament beginning today. And then Brian Edwards stops by. Where is he going?
Yeah, I know. He's going to be at an airport.
Didn't he say in the message, I thought? He did say he'll be in the Atlanta airport, so he'll be getting his workout in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's flying to Vegas.
Oh, he's going to go join.
I think that's what's going on.
Happer and Josh. Okay.
Rooming with Nick.
That trio make it through the night?
Yeah. I I saw that they had a nice little stream going on there. They were already poolside. Kind of their stream. Setup's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're saying make it through the night? Oh, that I don't know.
They taught Nick how to gamble.
I mean, it's very early. It's 4:40 right now.
Baseball futures were a little bit foreign to him. He may have gotten scammed, is what I was told last night.
But that's the voice of whatever, Circa or what.
Remember, we were all bright-eyed.
Yeah, I think that
bright-eyed young man for the first time in Vegas and on the Strip.
Yeah, when you're at a sports book in Vegas, and especially the Circa, and there's those huge TVs, and then there's all those numbers, and there's different colors.
Yeah,
you get a little bit confused, and you think that the Colorado Rockies are going to win the World Series.
Oh no, is that the one?
All right, the lineup brought to you by the roofies at John Higgins Weather Guard. The phone line's always open to promote more attention to opening day of Major League Baseball when your team's going to go 162-0.
Yes.
It's going to be a tough task, but I think the Cubs can pull it off, especially the division's down a little bit.
My team
Brewers
won't
be as good.
It might just be 125 that wins that division.
No more Dusty. It's over.
The hotline brought to you by the 42 Degrees, the source by your mom's house, 951-1620. You can also email us into the Equitable Bank inbox. We're stopping in today. They got two locations. Doug's probably not there. He's already in Detroit.
Yep.
But just go in there and just talk baseball.
I think you can virtually talk with Doug even when he's gone.
Actually,
they have a screen of Doug.
Almost paid him a visit the other day.
Yeah.
So if he's not in the office,
he's there. He's present. He can answer your questions.
Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Hanley at 1620thezone.com.
All right. On the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, where we'll play that game today. We're still waiting for tomorrow when Tennessee Twitter and Creighton Twitter collide.
Mm.
At Gary Sharp 1620.
And Nick Hanley 1620.
All right. Often running. Matt DeMarinis on Creighton, Tennessee, the Sweet 16 tomorrow night. There are four games today. We will discuss those as we roll till 10 on 1620 The Zone.